Thank you for joining us tonight on the East Dominion Sports Media Podcast. Tonight, I've got the Narragansett volleyball team joining me, the coach and one of the key players tonight. So I want to thank them for joining me. First of all, I want to tell you also what's coming up on East Dominion Sports Media. This Friday night, we have a football game, Freeport at Foxcroft. Foxcroft tries to remain undefeated. They're outscored opponents 316-6 so far, and looking to continue that this Friday night. Pregame show at 5:45 on East Dominion Sports Media. And then our last regular season game is next Tuesday. That is Orono at Foxcroft Field Hockey. That's a 5:15 pregame show. Join us for that. We're looking forward to that. Also, we're hoping to get some playoff action to you also. To end our fall season, but also want to let you know you can get this on YouTube. If you're watching, hit the subscribe button on YouTube. You also anywhere you get podcasts, Spotify, anywhere Apple, anywhere you get podcasts, you can find the audio only there, and as I said, the video here on YouTube. So I want to thank Holly Frazier, the coach of Narragansett, and Autumn Peterson for joining me tonight. They actually improved to 11-1 earlier today with a win over Woodland, I believe. So I want to, thanks for joining me after your game there. But first, we'll start with you, Autumn. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, what year you are and what position you play and a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior at Narragansett Junior Senior High School, and I play outside and middle hitter.
Yeah, and how long have you played volleyball?
I played on a club team in like seventh grade, but not like really. But I really started freshman year.
Nice. And coach, just talk about Autumn a little bit. Just what she kind of does for the team and means for the team.
The club team she's talking about is a club team that I have for the grade schools that we started a few years back. And she only played off and on for that team for a little bit, but she's an amazing athlete. She plays basketball, she plays softball, and she excels at all three sports, volleyball, basketball, softball. So she's someone that you want on your team, no matter what, even if she's not the best player, you want her on her team because she's a core athlete. And she has the athletic mentality and she works hard all the time. Even if she's not playing organized ball, she's doing something at home to work on her game. And that's something that is rare nowadays with kids. So she's amazing that way.
Certainly, certainly. Autumn, I know this is about the volleyball team, but what's your favorite sport to play?
Volleyball.
Good answer.
Yeah. Coach, just talk a little bit about the Narragansett volleyball program and a little bit about yourself and the history for you and the program.
I coached years ago. I think, I don't even remember. I'm getting old. Mid 2000, like 2007, 2008, around that area, I think, for 3 years. And then I got done to have my family. And then this last stint, I've been coaching for 8 years. This is my eighth year with the varsity girls. I coach them and I started a club program for grades 6, 7, and 8 in the springtime. And we've picked up some games with other schools, but we've been doing that 5 years, I think. And that was the program that Autumn had talked about, Bold Coast Volleyball. Some of the junior high leagues around here happen in the springtime instead of in the fall when a lot of the junior high programs are. Down east, it's junior high in the fall. Ellsworth in that way is usually in the spring. So I was able to not cross paths with the MPA and get another program in there and get them started a little bit earlier. And the kids, one of the earlier programs was Autumn's year that she played, but we have a lot of interest in that. And a lot of the girls are now freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. And you can tell the difference in their play from that program. It's been a great asset to volleyball. And we've invited other schools. We have kids from Sumner that have played for me, kids from Jonesport. So I just think it's good for the area. And I encourage any other coaches in the area to do the same thing for the kids because it helps them.
Now, it seems like volleyball's big down east and whatnot. Have you seen a growth in the sport in recent years? It seems like a few more teams have started up programs. You know, have you seen any growth?
Absolutely. When I played in high school, I played for Narragansett, and it was just the Down East teams, Down East Athletic Conference. That was all there was, just the Class C basic teams. And now you have Class A, Class B. It spread south fairly quickly over the last 20 years. And since I've been coaching, it even has exploded even more. And something else that's new is the boys volleyball. This year will be our third year doing a boys volleyball team. And we're trying to get other schools to pick up on that. So the more you get out there and the more teams that do it, more teams will follow. So it's a popular sport right now.
Oh, that's great. When I played, we didn't have it where I went to school. We just, you know, played intramurals, and right. It was always a blast, you know. So
yeah, it is for sure.
Autumn, just talk about the season and maybe, you know, your only loss this season came to Class B, number one, Washington Academy. You know, how's that matchup? Obviously, you're number one in Class C, then number one in Class B. Is that a fun matchup?
It was pretty fun. Like, last year, we didn't do as good against them. And so this year, when we, like, were, like, very close in numbers, it, like, felt good. And I think if we took them again, we'd take them down.
that's the attitude to have right there. Now, talk about, you know, some of your matches. I mean, it seems like you've kind of obviously done quite well. You won, you know, every one except for that one. Just talk maybe about some of the matches, and what I really want you to talk about are some of the other key players on your team.
I think some of the other key players are obviously our setters and our other power hitters, and we all work together very well, and we're good at communicating, and everyone on the team is an asset, and everyone tries their best. And, like, it really shows when we play teams like Callis and MDI, because they're, like, our most even matchups, and we always do, like, really well against them.
Yeah. And maybe what – I mean, obviously, you're number one in Class C right now, so I kind of can figure this out myself. But what's your goal for the team and individually here the last couple games and into the playoffs?
My goal is to win states. I think we definitely could. If we, like, keep up our momentum, and we have a really good momentum right now. And my goals individually, I guess I would like to get DAC Player of the Year.
Coach, you know, I see you shaking your head, and you kind of find that a definitely a realistic goal for Autumn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, she's probably one of the better players in the state, not just Class C.
You know, just talk about other key players. You know, Autumn, as you said, one of the, you know, best players, or if not the best player in the state. Can you talk about some other key players that, you know, because obviously it takes a team to have the record you do.
Absolutely.
And talk about some of them.
Of course. We're really lucky this year in that I have 12 girls. I have 16 on the team, but I have four of them are swingers, but the other 12 that are straight varsity, I could pick any one of them at any time and probably put them in, and they'd keep up the same tempo as the starting group. It's a blessing and a curse because it's almost like I have too many assets and some of them don't get as much playing time as they should. It's a good problem to have as well. Like she said, the setters, I have two really good setters that set Autumn up. Set up the other girls. We have a sophomore, Natalie Stanwood, that came in and surprised me this year. I knew she was going to be okay, but
her hits are really good.
She's come a long way in just that, having that off season off. And I guess Nevaeh Shoppy, she's always been solid. My setters, Allie and Emma Parker, they can get the ball from anywhere and get it up. And we have some really good passers in our libero, Carmen Thompson, and our other defensive specialist, Lucy. And I have to say that the girl that surprises me the most, I don't know if she surprises me, but is probably one of our more consistent across the board, is Caitlin Lee. She's not like a huge power hitter, but you can usually count on her to either pass the ball, get her serve in, or get the ball over and in.
And like she's good at like aiming the ball when she gets over.
Yeah. So, and a lot of those girls have played a lot in the off season. They play on club teams throughout the year. So it's a big sport at Narragansett right now, volleyball. It's honestly, it's probably the main sport. And a lot of kids put a lot of time and a lot of effort into their volleyball, which is lucky for us.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Can you talk about, you know, I see your schedule and that, you know, a couple games left. Can you talk about the playoff format in volleyball? Is it 1 through 8 and play quarterfinals?
I believe it's just 1 through 8 this year, and we just do quarterfinals, semis, and then states. I don't think there's any prelims for us.
Yeah. Now, you know, your goal now because you're number one, and you know, in preseason when you first started, you know, like your first practice, was this your goal then?
Absolutely, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
We ended on a high note last year. We were state runners up. And of course, we played WA, who has moved up to Class B. So that kind of opened a door for us. We kind of wanted them back in Class C because we wanted to beat them, you know, through play. But we're obviously going to take this opportunity to try to do what we wanted to do for the last number of years. And that's, yeah, we want state.
Sounds like Autumn wants a rematch.
Yes.
Yeah. What I also want to do today is talk about, it seems like a very important thing, you know, just seeing on social media and whatnot, the Volley for the Cure. Just talk about that and maybe how it started and what is it all about?
Every October, it's breast cancer awareness. And volleyball teams across the country have always done a Volley for the Cure to raise money for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. What we did was make a little twist on that. In the last 4 or 5 years, we've decided to, actually it's been more than that. We've decided to donate to someone local who's struggling. We figured we could raise a little bit more money if people had a connection to someone, and it may not be breast cancer. It's been people with other illnesses. But we use the Volley for the Cure name. And we've raised quite a bit of money. Our girls take so much pride, and I take so much pride in them in this endeavor, because they put a lot of their own money, their own effort and time into this one event. Almost, we've spent a month planning and doing all this. We take practice time. So when we have a 2-hour practice, sometimes the first half hour of that practice is dedicated to Volley for the Cure stuff, where we're organizing. This year we chose to donate to a little girl who's struggling, with an inoperable brain tumor. And for the most part, we try to get someone that's connected to the Narragansett family. And her mother happened to teach here a few years back. So that's who we chose this year.
Can you kind of talk about how, like, if somebody wanted to donate, how they could do that?
They could just contact anyone off the team, because everyone has tickets, and we do 3 baskets, and like usually each senior has one, or like 2 seniors have one, and we all donate stuff towards the basket, and they're like always like either like $700 in value or more, and we put like a lot of time and money into them, so the prizes are like really good, and we sell raffle tickets for those, and we usually make a lot of money off of those.
You can get raised through Facebook is the easiest way for us, or you could contact the school directly. The main office is really good about working with us to handle money that comes in. And then we also have our event night brings in a lot of money. We do donations at the door, and we do concessions by donation. And it's a really fun night. We do some fun parent versus player games. We're actually going to have the boys volleyball team take on the girls varsity team, so that should be interesting. There's some trash talk going on in the background. What else?
Autumn, how do you think you're going to do against the boys?
We're going to smoke them.
Yeah,
they have no chance.
I coach both teams. I kind of think that's the way it's going to go.
You coach both teams. Is the boys in the spring, or is it they play in
In that little window between basketball and baseball, they've decided to do it. We had a DAC tournament for the Down East Athletic Conference last year for the boys. So we had enough teams to actually run a real tournament season.
Oh, okay. So it's not really in the winter or spring. It's kind of right there.
In between, because we didn't really want to take away from baseball or basketball. We didn't want them to get injured, because we just want the interest to grow. So we took what we could get.
Well, excellent. Excellent. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining me. And I'm planning, you know, obviously we don't look too far ahead, but I'm planning on maybe having a few of the state champions, maybe more of your team could join if that happens. Obviously we're not looking, we're not looking ahead here, but I am looking forward to doing that. So if awesome. That does happen, maybe I can reach out to you guys. But I want to thank both of you, and good luck the rest of the way and the end of the regular season and the playoffs.
Thank you. And thanks for having us, Mark.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.